This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1261. You can blame us for this band 9 vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's episode, you'll learn 4 phrases for blaming someone or taking blame on IELTS speaking. Questions often come up about mistakes, so be ready with this impressive vocabulary.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, Aubrey, have you made any mistakes lately?
Yes, I actually just made a very funny mistake as we started recording. Sometimes things are, you know, something will work differently with one coworker than another. So sometimes you don't know what to expect and I'll make a silly little mistake, but we'll edit it out for you guys so that you don't have to be party to our mistakes.
But if that wasn't all your fault, like you said, everyone does things a little bit differently. So I wouldn't point the finger at yourself, you know, wouldn't point the finger at anyone. There's no one to pin this mistake on. And so you don't have to throw yourself under the bus.
Wow. You guys will realize this by the end of the episode, but Jessica just used all the vocabulary we're going to teach you in that sentence, in those 2 sentences. Well done. I'm impressed.
That was really fun. Guys, I do want to have a little side note here. My webcam is going to be replaced soon. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I might freeze sometimes, but don't worry. I'll have a new webcam soon.
The good news is it always freezes on the most hilarious faces.
Oh my gosh.
I think you should still watch this video on YouTube so you can see all of the hilarious. That's always how it is, right? Whenever a video freezes, we're always like making this crazy face.
It's the worst, guys. Go ahead. Please watch this on YouTube and see my face at its worst, because it always freezes on the worst possible expressions. Ugh. Okay, let's get into this. So this actually came from a question from a Three Keys student.
Yes, exactly. Sarah in the Three Keys IELTS Facebook group posted a couple of these expressions asking, you know, are these native and natural to talk about blaming someone or being blamed? Both of the ones she shared are amazing. So we'll teach them today, as well as a couple more, because this is so useful for IELTS speaking. There are so many questions where you could talk about either being blamed or blaming someone else. We're going to share today how you can use this to up your IELTS speaking scores.
And these are also really great for general training task 1, because you often have to write about like negative experiences, like something went wrong on an airplane or a hotel, or like, you know,
yes.
Or write to the program director explaining why you have to quit. So like there are a lot of places we can use these. And 3 of them are idioms, which we know raises the score. So definitely, guys, today's vocab is fantastic. Please take notes. So let's get into this. Let's do this first one. This is a more general phrase. It's not an idiom, but it's still a good phrase. for something to be all someone's fault, all their fault, all my fault, all his fault. How would we use this?
Yeah, I use this all the time to apologize. Yeah. I'll say, sorry, that's all my fault, right? To take credit, to take the blame for something that I did. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see this being really useful for speaking part one, actually anywhere on the exam, anytime you're talking about mistakes and you want to admit that something was your fault. But also if ever you're blaming someone else and you want to share that it wasn't your fault, say that was all his fault.
So another bonus vocab phrase came to mind as you were saying that. I've been teaching in public schools lately. I'm taking some days every week to be a substitute teacher in public schools here. And little kids, they love to tattle. And all these teachers have rules about tattling. So tattle is a great vocabulary word, guys. And this is not something I hear students say at all. To tattle on someone means to tell someone that it was someone else is doing something wrong or it's their fault, you know?
Yes. And we have the idiom tattleteller, right? Don't be a tattleteller. And we especially do you not use that one?
No, I say tattletale.
Tattletale. So there's tattletale as the noun. And then the person, right, is a tattleteller. Don't be a tattleteller. Those are all really great words. Anytime you want to share that someone, told something someone else did that they shouldn't. These are all really great vocab words.
So if you're describing maybe your job and speaking part one, right? Super common. But you could say like, I mean, I don't want to tattle, but my coworker Denise, she always breaks the copy machine and she never fixes it. And then people think it's my fault if I can't produce the documents on time, but it's not. It's all her fault. Oh, Denise.
Oh, great. And you can see how these expressions pull out really interesting intonation, right? Yeah, totally. Again, it would seem sort of odd to say this in a monotone, right? You're getting a little feisty, so that's going to sort of naturally come out.
Because like when we're talking about blame, we often get like defensive, like it's not my fault, it's their fault. Right. And this like indignation, there's another great vocab word, this feeling of indignation comes up like it's I didn't do anything wrong. Like, don't
How
blame
dare
me.
You
I'm great.
Me.
I know. All right. I think we've given you guys a lot of great lessons today already, but we still have three more idioms. All right. So this next idiom, super fun. Point the finger at someone. So I often use this as a negative, like don't point the finger at me. I didn't do it.
Yes, same, right? We see this a lot on TV and the movies. I think about like the mob, right? He pointed the finger at someone and then that guy got, you know, taken out, right? But this could be so useful on IELTS anytime you are talking about a mistake that someone else did. You could say, I don't mean to point the finger at them, but, and then you share the mistake.
I think it's always used in the negative. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is like, I would say 99% of the time, this is collocated with like, not like, I don't want to point the finger, but, and then you do blame someone. Like, it's,
yes, I agree. And I think that's the easiest, that'll be the easiest way to use on IELTS too, when you're talking
Definitely.
About something that happened in the past, to share it in the negative like that.
Totally. So in speaking part one, if we're describing, gosh, like so many different topics, it could be what restaurant do you like to eat at or whatever. We could say like, let's see, I don't mean to point the finger, but the owner of this restaurant has really not done a good job or, something like that. So that's why I stopped eating there. We could use it in a variety of contexts. The point is it's very native and natural and it's fun.
Yes. And because it's idiomatic, you do have to use it word for word, right? Point the finger. You can't say like point a finger at someone, but you shared there. There are lots of different things that can go at the beginning. I don't mean to, I don't want to, I feel bad about pointing the finger at someone.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Now, to pin on someone, this is, again, like, it's just to blame, right? Same with point the finger. Point the finger means I am blaming that person, right? To pin something on someone means that person is to blame. It is all their fault. Have you ever, like, lied about something and pinned it on someone else?
I'm sure I have. I feel like I've done this to my children, like something that I will do and then I'll let them take the blame. I'll pin it on them. Someone thinks it's them. So I'm like, I'm not going to correct anyone here.
That's awesome. You know what? Aubrey, you have a lot of leeway. You have four children. So you have a lot of grace around you to do these things. Okay. Right. Nobody blames you. It's not your fault. I'm not pointing the finger at you.
Yeah.
I think you are allowed.
Who left the door open? It must have been this 8-year-old. And here I am like, yeah, must have been.
Totally.
It really was, I know. Me.
I pin stuff on my dog sometimes.
Nice.
All right. So how is this useful on IELTS? I think these are great phrases to remember for speaking part two. I have seen a speaking part two card on the exam, quite a negative one. I was surprised it was on there, but it was describe a time someone lied to you. Ooh. So you could describe the lie and then say what negative consequence came out of it. Right. And you could say, like, that negative consequence, I can pin it all on Bob. Because yes. Bob is such a fibber. He's such a liar. So I think it's easy to use in speaking part two when you're talking about stuff that went wrong. Because when stuff goes wrong, it's someone's fault. You can pin it on someone.
Right. And what a great way to start your speaking part two answer by saying, like, I don't mean to point the finger at my good friend Jennifer, but it was all her fault when, and then you start to describe the story. Totally. What an interesting native way to start it.
Yeah. So that idiom is a perfect introduction. And then the conclusion is like, I have to pin it on Bob. It's all his fault. Jennifer, whoever, Bob and Jennifer, they're in it together. It's a conspiracy.
Yes, they're in cahoots.
They're in cahoots. They're terrible people. Okay. We're making lots of jokes today. Let's get going so we can finish this last one. This is the funnest idiom, I think, of today, to throw someone under the bus. Oh, it's such a violent idiom. what does this one mean?
Yeah, it just means to blame someone. And often it's sort of like they would have gotten away with something. No one would have known. And you point out who did it, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine this actual image of pushing someone in front of a bus, right?
God,
they
so
would
terrible.
Have been fine if you hadn't done that, right? But very idiomatic, just meaning, like, here's a good example. If in part one you're asked about, you know, a favorite restaurant or a hobby, you could say, you know, I don't mean to throw anyone under the bus, but my friend suggested blank, right? A restaurant or a hobby to try, music to listen to. And then I hated it.
Totally. Exactly. Yes. So on IELTS speaking, guys, anytime you are describing something that went wrong, just remember, it's always someone's fault. And even if you don't like to blame people because it makes you feel bad, I know that's what happens to me. Like, I don't want to blame people because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. That doesn't matter on IELTS, guys. You want to get a high vocabulary score. So use one or all of today's idioms.
Yes. If ever you're going to throw someone under the bus, this is when you should do it on IELTS speaking, right? All over the exam, there are going to be questions about, you know, in part three, maybe do you think making mistakes is always a bad thing? Or when is it okay to lie to someone? Yeah. On every part of the speaking exam, there are going to be questions. There can be questions where these will be so perfect. Like you said, Jessica, to get that idiomatic language in there for the variety that you need for your vocabulary score.
100%. Awesome. All right, guys, remember that our online course is always available, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And come back tomorrow because we are going to be talking about general training, task one letters, very specific topic. But even if you're academic, I know there'll be lots of great IELTS lessons in there for you. So Aubrey, thanks for chatting today and I'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. See you tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.